Kreil in the shotgun. He's got a running back in the backfield with him. Two receivers off to the right, actually three. Kreil will get back to pass. We'll dump it off. Picked off by Christian Magana. First play of the game. He's at it, the 25 to the 23. Magana, right place at the right time, and the Knoxville defense, first play of the game, strikes. Colin Breen tackle. Off to the far side, second down and 14 from the 40-yard line. Kreil takes a snap, looks again, gets away from Rush, gets hit and brought down. Coming through was Remington Sykes, did not give up on that play, snagged him at the ankle and brought him down past the 35-yard line, and it's going to be third down and long for the Trojans. 14 to nothing, Knoxville with the lead. It's 28 to nothing, Pella Christian at the half over Albia. That's another Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Cliff Douglas, insert radio update. And here is the give, and that is an end around. And oh, what a hit!
Darius Pipkins again, and Jake Zook on the bottom.
Darius Pipkins.
We just got word that 6 and 8 are switched around. I don't know exactly what that's going to mean to me, because I'm
well,
not that
good. Well, if 6 is 8 and 8 is 6, that means 6 is Leon Geisher, a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore, and he's listed as 8 on their quick stats, which, you know, I say every time this happens, coaches, please have your rosters accurate.
So
that's all I'm going to say.
Number 6 has 13 yards in the game. Number 8.
And here's a snap over the punter's head. He'll have to go back, and he's going to have to run it. And he is towards the sidelines, and he will get ridden out of bounds before the first down. So Knoxville will get excellent field position again.
What was the punter's number there, number 11?
I think it was Hunter Hoskins, it's supposed to be. He's 6'1", 170, so you got to really snap that thing way up in the stratosphere for him to miss it.
So I apologize if for the families of Gisher and Papagazu or whichever it is.
Captain Jimponga.
We're only going by what's available.
Yeah, we're only going by
stats,
what Quick Stats gives us. So
sorted out the best we can, but we apologize for the mistakes.
Here's Zuck. He'll drop back. He'll go towards Gryland Cox, and he makes the catch at the sideline, dragging it in to the one. What a catch by Ryland Cox.
Telling you, they listened to me prior game. Feeling pretty good about that. That was a deep ball, sideline pass. Ryland really got up, made a two-handed catch on the sideline. Came back down in bounds and carried him for about 3 yards. Almost got it in.
First and goal from the one. Knoxville inside the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone again.
34-yard pass, is that what we're going to say?
Yeah.
That's Zook's first completion, if I'm not mistaken.
Cox off to the far side. Pipkins, a running back next to Zook. Chapman and Hollerake are wingbacks. Chapman in motion. Here is Pipkins. Right up the middle. He will walk in. Touchdown, Darius Pipkins.
Big hole on the right side there. I'm going to give credit to Chase Bellin. And we haven't missed Nyan Baker. Unfortunately, I don't know how I miss him. Because that kid is also another one that's in there playing hard. He's got his hat on a hat all the time.
I tell you,
driving.
That kid has impressed me. It's the first time I saw him play.
It was actually Peterson,
a player
that created that hole.
Magana to kick the extra point out of the hold of Jacob Zuck. Snap down, kick is up, and it is good. 9:17 remaining in the first half. Knoxville has total control of this game, 21-0 over Fairfield. We will be back from the Knoxville Raceway radio broadcast booth on KNIA. Back here at Kenlock Stadium on AM 1320 and 95.3 KNIA on the Two Rivers Cooperative Radio post-game show. Joined now by Knoxville football coach Eric Keller as the Panthers dominate Fairfield on Friday night, 49-14. Coach, from start to finish, this was a domination like I don't think I've seen in a while.
I would say we played about as well as we could for the most part. You know, it's old cliche, it's a team, probably the toughest team sport there is to play and coach. You know, one guy makes a mistake and 10 other guys pay for it. But we did a great job. You know, I told him a halftime man after the game, I'm just super impressed and proud of them how, you know, we had different packages for different formations and stuff. And they knew it and they communicated it and did their assignment and played fast and played aggressively. So I was really, really excited for this big win.
Let's talk about fast. It just seemed like overall Knoxville was faster than Fairfield at every single position tonight.
It looked like it, you know, and again, it's you want to get that ingrained in their heads, and the younger kids and all our other sports, you know, if they take the summer program seriously and get into, you know, be fit at the high school, you know, good things happen. We definitely looked like we were a little bit more athletic and had some more quicks, but, you know, everybody executed the plays that Coach E called, and we're in the right spots, and I called the defense, so a great win, great senior leadership, and good team chemistry.
You got to like the defense the first 2 weeks of the season. It just seems like everybody is in the right spot. They may not be the biggest between them and their opponent, but they're in the right spot, and they're at least there to make the play. Sometimes they get beat, sometimes they win that battle.
Yep, we talked about that too. We had number 44 is a big dude, and he took care of our backers a couple times, but I said, at least you were there. You know, you were there to take him on, and then they didn't back down from him. So, we're excited to get that and have everybody healthy, because we were trying to sub at the end, but with so many guys out, we couldn't sub. We had to leave some starters in, which I don't like to do that late, but we just didn't have any choice.
And you needed your seniors to step up, because you had to put in some younger guys that may not have expected at the start of the game, because having, you know, so many more than what you thought would be out tonight. And they obviously showed their leadership as well.
Yeah, everybody stepped up. You know, it was a great team effort. And, you know, we don't just have our captains as leaders. The other guys, you know, they take that leadership role seriously, and they don't have to be, you know, designated captain. They can speak up and lead by example, and whether they're rah-rah guys or just, you know, just the way they play in practice. So a good group of guys.
Jacob Zuck accounted for 6 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 3 passing. My goodness, I mean, I don't know what he can do to outdo himself, but just
I hope he keeps outdoing himself.
Yeah, you hope that the same effort just goes for the next 7 weeks. But there, he had a couple of runs tonight, and we've talked about this before, that he should have been only limited to about an 8 or 9 yard gain, and he rips off a 74 yarder, and then that last touchdown he scored, a 33 yard. He stumbled and still outran everybody.
He's an athletic kid. He's just a natural number one, and then he puts a lot of work into the weight room and speed and agility stuff. And you know, he was pressing early. He might have had 3 more touchdowns early that he overthrew too. So he settled down, and he's got great control of the huddle. And you know, he talks, nobody else does. So he's a good leader for us.
It seemed to me the first couple of series for Fairfield. Very first play of the game, Kryle threw that interception right to Magana. Did it look like he might have been telegraphing his passes? It just almost looked like he knew what receiver to go to, and he was always looking right at him from the first moment on.
I don't know who he was throwing to that first one. They must have had some mix-up with the receivers, because I don't think anybody was over there. But we knew going in that it was they would go to 44-4, and that's it. I mean, that's all they looked for, and we had that game planned, and you know, they got it to him a few times, but you know, we did enough to stop them.
Talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville football coach on KNIA KRBLS. Got to ask about that touchdown, make it 28-0, Zuck to Michael Hudson. Dad was pretty proud of that, and you said that you were kind of fearing for your life when Hud picked you up.
Yeah, he about broke my back. He's a strong dude, but that was a great play. Actually, we just kind of put it in late. It was kind of a trying to get Darius out to the sideline, and Mike ran the route he was supposed to, and Jake put it in there, and Mike made a tremendous catch. I mean, we knew when we went to a tournament this summer that he came to varsity, because we had some guys leaving for baseball practice, that he can definitely catch the ball, runs good routes.
Now, you know, you look forward and you start district play next week against a Norwalk team that you know is probably going to have about 80 kids on the sidelines, and it's at their place. It's a bigger facility. Obviously, this is a team that's traditionally been a very, very good football team over the years.
Yep. You know, we talked about that, you know, last year and every other year. They got 80 or 100 kids out, but they can only play 11, so we'll put our 11 on their 11, and hopefully we do our job and again, just play together and play fast, play physical. So we're looking forward to get going on film and seeing what we can find out.
And at last check, they were in a battle with Winterset tonight, 15-6 in a in the third quarter. So, I mean, you haven't seen him off film, but, you know, they get trounced by Indiadola, and not sure how good Wehrstedt is, but, what does that tell you? You know, just my not even looking at him yet.
Well, it's kind of like Pella. When you talk about Pella, you know, oh, they're down this year. Well, being down at Norwalk and down at some of those schools is different than other places. But I know Winterset's pretty decent. They beat Bondurant, and I think Bondurant's supposed to be decent this year. Getting Knowles a little better than they have been. So, I don't know. We'll get on film and see what we need to do.
All right. Congratulations on the win, home opener, and military night at a success. Had a lot of the veterans marching
awesome.
With you.
Yeah, that was a good time.
All right, that's Eric Keller, Knoxville football coach, and we will be back for more right after this as Knoxville wins it over Fairfield on Friday, 49-14. Back after this on KNIA, Care Less.